Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Director of WCDC Incorporated, Dave Hoffman, for this week, Direct Support Professionals Week. He also takes the time to thank his staff. This week is National Direct Support Professionals Week, a role that is important at WCDC. Can you share what this means for your staff and for you?
Well, Direct Support Professionals Week honors the people and calls attention to the people that take care of our disabled adults and young adults here out of WCDC. These people do a lot of work and give a lot of support to all of our individuals, and a lot of times are not given a lot of credit or do not maybe make the kind of money that they deserve to make for this. It's a tough job at times, but it's also probably one of the most rewarding jobs that you can find too.
And what would you like the community to keep in mind during this week?
I think the biggest thing is that if you see our people out in the community, and our people are all over the community, we've got our DSPs working with our disabled adults out at the WCDC Can Redemption and Shredding Center, and they do window washing. They're working out the UP home doing the laundry. They're cleaning and lending hands. They're just all over the community. If you see our people out and about, say hi and talk to them, tell them thanks for the job that they do and the service that they do for all of us.
And what has it been like this year for your direct support professional staff as they've had to adjust with COVID-19?
Well, it's been tough. We were shut down for about 6 weeks, where they actually had to go on a layoff. And then when they did come back, we've come back to a limited number of clients. And then on top of that, now we're trying to find activities, like for our rehabilitation, that we do outside. We're going to parks, different things like that, going on different trips where we have to really be careful where we go so that we can't afford to get anybody sick. Sometimes our clients have some underlying conditions, and we have to be real careful of that. So it's been a struggle, and just to find things to do to be safe, to stay safe. Sometimes the clients have struggles keeping their face masks on, or getting their hands washed, or keeping that social distance of 6 feet. So those have all been a learning process for the clients, for our DSPs, and for all of us. And, it's an ongoing struggle.
And in closing, is there anything that you would like to say directly to the DSPs, especially during this week of recognition?
Most of all, I'd just like to say thank you. They do a great job. I'm sure all of them do, but ours out of WCDC, we could not do it without them. They are our backbone of our WCDC program and helping our clients to reach their goals, and they're the reasons that we're successful. And so the biggest thing I'd like to say is thank you to them, and keep up the great work you're doing.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with WCDC Incorporated Director Dave Hoffman talking about Direct Support Professionals Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.